What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. This is the show all about health and fitness under 10 minutes. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host. I'm a competitive powerlifter. I'm a personal trainer, but I just have a love and a desire to get behind a computer and put a microphone to my face and just talk about health and fitness. I love it. I love, 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 love it. And I love that you're here with me. And today I want to talk about hormones. We talk a lot about, or we've heard a lot about, estrogen and testosterone. These are the major hormones that we've all heard about. Estrogen being the one that's predominantly in women and testosterone predominantly in men. However, we both have a combination of both of these, whether we're a guy or a girl. We've got a mixture of both of those in there. But today, I want to give a little shout out, a little love to some of the other hormones. Our body has tons of hormones. There are so many hormones in our body that scientists and people who are studying hormones, there's some hormones that they don't even know what they do or why they're in our bodies. But I'm going to break down some of the ones that they have studied and they know exactly what they do. I'm going to start here with melatonin. Melatonin, it's a popular supplement now, and what you do is you take melatonin to help you sleep. And melatonin is a hormone that is secreted to keep us on a cycle. You can think of melatonin as like your biological clock. It is taking care of you and saying, hey, it's time to go to bed. You haven't slept in a while. Here's a bam. Here's a dose of some melatonin. Here's a dose of some melatonin. Take a nap. Take a little load off. Relax a little bit. Get some sleep. So when you're feeling tired, it could be because you've had a blast of melatonin. Moving on to serotonin, this is one that they say you can blame for PMS or maybe a moody teenager. Serotonin controls your mood and appetite, and it has to do a little bit with the sleep cycle. And moving on to thyroxine. This is a form of the thyroid hormone, and this increases the rate of your metabolism, and it also affects protein synthesis. Now, protein synthesis is a process that the cells go through to build protein. And I've heard before that people are having trouble with weight gain or weight loss or having a hard time regulate weight because they have a thyroid issue. Pretty interesting. And epinephrine. This is the one that is also called adrenaline. You get a blast of that, and you've got two choices. You're going to fight or you're going to flight. And that's what you get a boost of that. And you'll get a boost of epinephrine when you first start working out. When you do your first couple reps, you'll get that blast of energy there. And that's the adrenaline coursing through your veins. And when you do get that blast of epinephrine, your heart rate's going to jump up and your muscles are going to tighten up as well. Dopamine. This one controls the heart rate and also assists in perception, deciphering whether something is real or it's not real. I'm not exactly sure on what that one does, but that's all I could find on that one. And then next on the list, we have calcitonin. This one aids in constructing bone and reducing blood calcium. Then I have gastrin. This one secretes gastric acid. I wonder if that has anything to do with when you've eaten, you'll secrete some of that and help dissolve that food that you've eaten. Now, this is just a theory that I'm spitting out here, so that one's not based off any fact, that thought right there. That was a fleeting thought, so ignore that. And then we have insulin. That is responsible for several anabolic effects and primarily glucose intake. Leptin. This one slows down the appetite while simultaneously speeding up metabolism. Sounds pretty important. Then we have orexin. This one increases the appetite while also increasing your alertness and energy levels. I need a big dose of that in the morning, that's for sure. I wonder if caffeine is another word for that. Then we have prolactin. This one contributes to the production of breast milk, so that's probably found a lot in women. Histamine. I've heard of this one slightly, and now this one is a hormone based in the stomach, and histamine aids in the secretion of gastric acid. Next on the list is Edothelin. This one controls muscle contractions within the stomach. I wonder if I had a blast of Edothelin right then. I was flexing my stomach. I'm sure you could hear it. And that's just a few that I did some research on and found some good information about. And there's tons out there. And if you know about any hormones that I might have missed or something that you found interesting, please hit me up, facebook.com/under10fitness, or hit me up on Twitter at under10fitness. While you're checking out the episodes, go to iTunes. That's where I put all of my podcasts, and you can download those there. And then also, if you're feeling up to it, you could write a review. I'd love to hear what you think about the show. As always, thanks for tuning in. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host, and I will catch you later. Remember, stay motivated.